From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. A tsunami has swept across the Samoan Islands in the Pacific after a powerful earthquake struck deep under the sea. Dozens of dead, coastal towns and villages have been destroyed. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
Several villages along the coast of American Samoa were washed away by waves as high as 30 feet. Dozens of people are still missing, and communication has been cut off with many outlying areas. The quake lasted more than 2 minutes and was felt in both American Samoa and the neighboring nation of Samoa, where officials evacuated the capital city, Apia, and sent residents to higher ground. New Zealander Tony Manson was vacationing in Samoa when the tsunami hit.
We had about 30 seconds to get from our beach valet to the hill. Before it came through and just completely devastated the village.
Several people are also reported dead on the nearby island of Tonga. Officials in New Zealand have dispatched military aircraft to bring medical supplies and help search for people washed out to sea. Australian officials say they're also ready to send help. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The U.S. military will withdraw about 4,000 troops from Iraq next month, leaving 120,000 still there. The announcement is expected to come this morning when General Ray Odierno testifies before Congress. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports.
In his prepared remarks, General Odierno says the troops are just the beginning of the drawdown. NPR obtained a copy of what Odierno plans to say. In it, he paints a somewhat optimistic picture of Iraq. He points to drops in violence and the increasing effectiveness of Iraqi security forces. But Odierno does acknowledge that the central issues that have divided Iraq and led to a sectarian civil war there in 2006 and 2007 still remain. There is still no deal on how to split oil revenue, sectarian tensions still run high, and Arab-Kurd disputes have nearly come to a boil a number of times in the past year. Nonetheless, Odierno says in his statement that by the end of next summer, there will only be 50,000 U.S. forces in Iraq, almost 7.5 years. After the invasion. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.
First Lady Michelle Obama, Spain's king, and Brazil's president are on their way to Copenhagen. President Obama is scheduled to go there tomorrow. The officials will be in Copenhagen to make a final push to convince the International Olympic Committee to award the 2016 Summer Olympics to their respective cities. The committee will make its decision on Friday. In the meantime, lobbying efforts are intensifying. The contest between front-runner Chicago and Rio de Janeiro is thought to be extremely close. Personal appeals to IOC members directly from Mrs. Obama and Brazil's president could be decisive. The other two bidding cities are Madrid and Tokyo. Japanese share prices closed lower today. The Nikkei was down by 9 points, or 0.1%. Oil prices rose above $67 a barrel in Asia. Benchmark crude was up by 42 cents to $67.13 a barrel. This is NPR News. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is acknowledging that its insurance fund is close to being out of cash as bank failures continue to mount. It is proposing that banks prepay 3 years' worth of insurance premiums to replenish the fund, a total of $45 billion. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The FDIC estimates bank failures could cost its insurance fund $100 billion through 2013. Rather than going to the Treasury to tap its $100 billion credit line, the FDIC is asking banks to prepay their premiums. James Chesson, chief economist of the American Bankers Association, says the banks generally support the idea.
I think the preferred option is, rather than to look for taxpayer support, is to look back to the industry to provide the financial support.
Chesson said despite the $45 billion transfer to the insurance fund, banks will still have plenty of money available to make loans. FDIC Chairwoman Sheila Bair says all insured deposits remain safe, despite the low level of cash in the insurance fund. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
The Environmental Protection Agency wants Congress to draft a tougher law for how the government regulates tens of thousands of chemicals. With more and more toxic chemicals showing up in the environment and people's bodies, EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson says the current 32-year-old law is a flawed tool. Jackson points to recent scares with lead in toys, dioxin in fish, and plastic hardening chemicals used in intravenous bags where they can enter a patient's bloodstream. She says these are making the public understandably anxious. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.